Welcome back to Legally Judgy. I'm Alexa.
And I'm Nicole.
You're thrown off because I didn't describe our episode in a way, huh?
Yeah, there was no adjective
your
today.
Your face. Do you want me to go back and redo it?
Do it. Tell me what your adjective is.
Welcome back to another sexy episode of Legally Judgy. You asked for it. You asked for it. I gave you an out. I said nothing. Well, how are you?
I'm good.
Much better now.
Feeling sexy, apparently.
Feeling sexy.
We had a big week this week.
Yeah, we did. What do you mean?
Well, we got on TikTok with the youngins, and we posted some videos and some talks.
Some talks.
And now we're ticking.
Is that... You just aged us like 50 more years, by the way. You and these cheesy-ass puns.
Sorry.
We posted some talks, and now we're ticking?
I don't know.
Maybe that can be sold on, like, some merch. Maybe we can talk to our manager about fitting all those words on.
I don't think she's going to like it. I'm not even going to...
Don't tell her. We should ask her to fast forward through the intro of this episode.
Just skip. Do a plus 30.
She's going to fire us.
Well, anyways, we got on TikTok. The team is crushing it right now. We posted some really good videos around Gucci and some of our pop culture roundup stories. And I feel like the people just love us.
Patricia is like the gift that keeps on giving.
Truly.
She is.
But she's actually the gift that keeps taking. She takes lives. So
she takes one life.
She's
okay.
Not really giving.
You in the plurals of all time.
Well, she's
of
not
all time.
Giving. She, I mean,
lives.
The poor little ferret died too under her care.
Okay. She was actually very remorseful about the parrot or the ferret.
The parrot.
You know why? Because the bird image on her. It's always in my head now.
No, it's a ferret.
This woman.
What was it called? Bambi. Bambi.
Bambi the ferret.
R.I.P. Yeah, Bambi.
But that was done by her prison mate. She
but it was still
never,
under her care.
And I think that prison mate's now dead. So maybe if you want to count
lives.
Two lives, that the prison mate over the ferret. She was more sad about the ferret than her ex-husband, for sure.
For sure.
No, but it is cool being on the TikTok. I don't understand it, but it's a crazy good algorithm.
It's time consuming.
That's why you didn't want to get on, huh?
Yeah, because I've found myself laying in bed and like scrolling and be like, oh, I'm going to go to bed in 20 minutes. And I look up and it's like an hour and a half later.
Two hours.
What have I even watched?
That's actually not a bad turnaround time for somebody who intended 20 minutes, an hour and a half. I've lost at least 48 hours of my life to TikTok at least.
Just TikTok.
In the last 24 hours.
Were you
yes.
charging your phone simultaneously?
Of course.
Or did you stop for restroom breaks?
My
like,
phone
where are you at?
Has to be constantly charged. I'm always on it.
Got it.
You know the
you're
little...
like that old person who's always charging your shit, even though you know you're not supposed to.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my phone's completely dead.
That but... drives me crazy when I go home. My parents' phones are like always in the chargers. I'm like, you're not supposed to do that shit.
I also have
take
like
it off.
I have the iPhone 2. Like, it's going to be,
so you need
it's
it.
Going to die no matter
you
what.
You need it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And I'm just too cheap to buy the new one.
Well, good thing we're not posting our TikToks from your iPhone 2.
Yeah.
Quality would probably be fucking horrible.
That's why I can't do any social media stuff. I just, it'll take me 5 years. I have dial up still on my internet.
Love it.
On my phone. It just doesn't work.
AOL. All right. How are you?
I'm good. I'm not good. I have had the most random songs stuck in my head all week.
Fucking damn it. What is it this one? I don't want to know. Last time you did this to me, the shit was stuck in my head all day.
I know, and I have to do it to somebody else. Because once I give it to somebody, it leaves my brain.
That's
it makes
not
me,
true.
So I just pass it to you. It's not my fault you don't give it to somebody else. Go give it to somebody else.
No, I just want good karma. What song is it this
Today
time?
Is Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me why, but Jesus Christ, that Shania Twain, it's so catchy.
Did she say man in it?
Yeah, it's man, exclamation point. I feel like a woman, exclamation point is the
All
title
I
of the
All I hear
song.
And see in my head is I feel like a woman.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Okay.
I was vacuuming today in
Did
prep
you
for you coming over.
Did you have your cowboy boots on too?
So I looked up the
Trump
lines.
Flag?
I looked up, not
Sorry.
A Trump flag.
Sorry, you're
Shania
right.
is about
Shania,
women's rights.
It's better than that. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Sorry, Shania.
But there is a line of hers that she says, I think she says like, man's shirt, short skirt.
Okay.
I was fucking feeling that line because I do wear men's shirts. I don't wear short skirts, okay. But I was like, you know what? I'm here for this androgyny.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. And speaking of, I started thinking about how actually I'm very terrible at lyrics. Like, I don't know what anyone is singing, actually. I make up my own lyrics. So my favorite example of this, my wife called me out on it years ago, and I think it still cracks her up. Do you remember Sade?
Yeah, excuse me. I wore a Sade shirt last week to your house.
Oh, I'm
yes,
sorry.
I know
Was
Sade.
I supposed to remember everything that you wear?
Well, first of all, yes, my outfits are great. Second of all, Sade is a fucking queen. So,
okay.
Like, you should remember me bringing her greatness in
I
here.
I should remember.
Okay,
look,
go ahead.
I can't remember a lot of things, and I'm certainly not going to remember what you wore. I'm
okay.
just telling you that. Let's air that out
all
now.
Right.
Let's lower the expectations.
Fine.
Okay, so you know her hit song Smooth Operator?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as a kid, and by as a kid, I mean as a kid into adulthood.
Okay, because I was going to say, your wife only met you so many years ago, but go ahead.
I swear that the lyrics, you know what, I can't sing, so Honest Choir is going to have to take over. But you know most of the song, she goes, he's a smooth operator. Yeah. So my head, when I was a kid,
okay.
I thought, I can't sing, I'm not in Honors Choir. I didn't make it that far. I thought she was saying Smooth Bob Moreno.
The song is literally Smooth Operator.
Did not think about it. So as a kid, I'd be like 10, and I'd be like, Smooth Bob Moreno. Because in my head,
what does that mean?
Nothing. I was like, this lady, she's above her time.
Your parents don't love you. I would have been like, don't get in my car singing some shit that's not right.
The problem, Mexican parents, you can't do wrong, right? Everything that you do is amazing.
I'll correct your kids.
So they saw that, and they were like, no, I'm not going to let them go singing around Smooth Bob Moreno. What's a Bob Moreno? I don't even know what a Bob Moreno is. It doesn't exist.
It gives me like car parking. You know, that's like the car, the dealership, like when they've got the guy like that's like flopping in the wind, the balloon. That's what it reminds me of.
That's called a Bob Moreno?
That's the best thing that I had in my mind for that. So
that's great because I had zero, nothing. I had zero, nothing. Mm. I don't know what else to go from that.
All right. Well.
So anyways.
Unrelated to Smooth Bob Moreno.
No, speaking of great artists.
Yeah, fine, I guess. Well, I'm not going to start with the better of the two, so, but we'll get into it.
Oh, okay. The worst. No, did Kim ever try to sing?
She did. She had some songs that played in clubs. They were horrible. She's not a great artist, though.
There's a smooth transition for you.
Well, let's get into it. So let me take you guys through a little story time. So once upon a time, there was a beautiful love story by the name of Kim Ye. And I just want to briefly tell you about who these two lovebirds are.
You're tucking me in the bed. I got my warm milk. I got my blankie.
And you've got Kim Ye.
Tell me the story. What happened?
Well, so they are a couple that fell apart before they were a couple, before they fell apart.
I'm in bed ready to go to sleep with my blankie, and you're starting off with they're a couple that fell apart?
This is the kind of parent that I'm going to be. Like, I just want to take you to reality, and then I'm going to take you to the backstory.
By the way, this dog dies at the end. Good luck, sweetie. Good night.
Life lessons, you know?
That's terrible.
Be better.
Okay.
Okay, so one half of Kim Ye is obviously Kim Kardashian, right?
Yep.
So as many people know, she's the daughter of a famous Hollywood attorney. His name is Robert Kardashian. You know, he passed away, but he was somewhat kind of plugged into the entertainment Hollywood scene. He most notably represented O.J. Simpson in the murder trial for his wife, Nicole Simpson.
Mm-hmm. Little fun fact for you. You know, I got to start early with my fun facts.
Go for it.
Got to interrupt you. Mm-hmm. Did you know that OJ is actually her godfather?
I did know that.
That's very sweet.
He's also allegedly Khloe's dad.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Do we think that's true?
I don't know. That family is messy. I wouldn't put anything past them. This is part of your
twisted fairy tale, huh? You would have him swoop in.
A secret parent. Never know what's going to happen.
Douche. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, okay, so when Kim was young, she was a friend and stylist to Paris Hilton. In my mind, she was kind of like her lapdog who just followed her around. I mean, most of like the earliest pictures of Kim are her literally like footsteps behind Paris wearing similar / the same outfits.
Which is like that's a great stylist for you? Like you hired her to be your stylist and then she just put you in the same exact clothing she was wearing.
I mean, she thinks that she's a great dresser, so it's not surprising to me.
They had like velour jumpsuits, mm-hmm. right? One would be in like pink and one would be in like a pale blue.
Yeah, they had matching juicy sweatsuits. They had matching Louis Vuitton bags.
That was big at the time, though. It was all about those.
I'm still never leaving the house in a matching outfit with somebody.
You and I should do a matching photo shoot. That's fine. A great idea. Should we do velour? Do you want to be pink or blue?
Blue, just because I want to see you in pink.
I look great in pink. I'll take it.
Anywho, so Kim kind of appears on several episodes of Paris's then very famous show, The Simple Life, which had Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie. It was on the air between 2003 and 2006.
So I wonder if this is where she caught the bug to be on reality TV, right? And by she, I mean Kris Jenner. Right. She probably saw her daughter and was like, I need more of that now.
Wasn't that one on like CW? I can't imagine they had a great budget or really...
Not at all. But did you watch that show?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I watched that show.
Was it good?
But that was like the era of reality hitting the... I feel like that show is actually probably what put reality shows on the map. Don't you think?
It just didn't appeal to me. Like they just were so dumb that it was no longer funny. So I don't know.
I fell for it.
They weren't my target.
I mean, I was also, you know, singing Smooth Bob Moreno, so I was probably their target audience.
Fair. Just idiots. Yeah. Well, so Kim...
Mom.
Kim ends up capitalizing on these pics later, actually, when she kind of recreates some for her own businesses, which we'll get into. But so continuing back with like her young life, she at some point elopes with the producer. What?
Her young life.
Well, she's not as young anymore. So anyways, she elopes with a producer when she's 19, but ends up filing for divorce pretty shortly thereafter. And she said that she was high on ecstasy when they got married, which definitely gives me like 90s vibes because...
She says that a lot.
Ecstasy.
Come to find.
Sadly, I think she said that he was like emotionally and physically abusive, so... That part's not great. No, we definitely don't support that.
Nope, that's bad.
But then she finds a winner and she goes on to date Ray J.
Well.
The brother to Randy.
Is that a winner?
I mean, I think Ray J is actually quite funny.
Would you date Ray J? If you weren't married, of course.
No, of course not. But, I mean, sadly, I'm ashamed to admit that I've watched a few episodes of Love & Hip Hop that he's been on. And he's truly just like a child at heart. He's so silly. Everything's a joke. He doesn't take anything seriously.
That sounds frustrating. After a while.
I mean...
But in a charming way or like an annoying way?
She's a fucking astrophysicist. Like, what is she fucking talking about? Salads?
She's a billionaire. So she's now got something. Now where's Ray J? Where's Ray J?
Ray J's
his last comment was like, I hit it first. I'm like, not... I mean...
No, Ray J also had a Scooty bike line.
Yeah. A what?
A Scooty bike. Literally, there were scooters that he called Scooty bikes.
No.
I swear.
I actually probably would like him. See? Did you know that they actually met because Kim K was Brandy's stylist?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Another fun fact I discovered. I didn't know that. Because her styling, like, skinny white girls makes sense to me. But Brandy? She had to be capable of something more than velour jumpsuits, I'd have to think.
Especially because at that point, she would have been either just off of or on the Moesha show. So I assume that she would have had, like, access to a lot of legitimate stylists.
Can I admit something? Mm-hmm. I had no idea that Kim K was a stylist. At 0% clue.
It doesn't make sense given the things that she's worn.
That's why. I had 0%. And when they were like, and she's the reason why Paris dressed that way. I was like, oh, that's terrible. How was the stylist's career successful?
That's probably why Paris fired her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, So was Ray J charismatic in the sex tape that came out? Was he Mr. Funny?
I didn't watch it. But as Alexa has said, Kim and Ray J made a sex tape in 2002 while they were together, which ultimately ends up leaking in 2007. And so, I'm going to use leak in air quote, first of all. But then she actually originally sued the distribution company who was going to like distribute the porn.
Makes sense.
You know, the porno. But then she ends up dropping the lawsuit and... Is that a porno? Oh, I could find porno. Sex tape.
You're just like such a parent right now. The pornographic material. She entered into a distribution agreement for the illicit materials that are condemned by God.
Oh, man. Well, so the porno / sex tape was up.
I love your commitment to things because even when I call you out and you laugh...
I'm gonna keep going.
You're like, so then the porno...
So she drafts the lawsuit and ends up settling for around $5 million and then allows them to release the tape.
That's crazy.
I just want to know, what would you do if somebody had leaked a sex tape that you were in?
Of Ray J and I? Yeah.
Sure. Okay. We could do Ray J.
Or you know what? I could be with Kim K. Okay. I didn't think of that as an option when I initially said that.
Okay. That feels odd, but all right.
Look, would I release a sex tape right now with Ray J for $5 million? Maybe.
Is the answer yes?
I'd have to talk to my wife first.
What if it was you and Kim?
She's shaking her head. No, I would not.
Marge is not into it. What about you and Kim?
For $5 million, I'd be tempted.
I knew you were going to say that.
No, will I lose my bar? California bar? Can I not be a lawyer anymore? Maybe not.
I don't think the bar prohibits sex tapes.
No, you know what the... It's rule code 542. It says no porno allowed. What I found intriguing was that there's this conspiracy theory, put it lightly, that Kris Jenner actually arranged for this sex tape to leak.
Yep.
Do we believe it? That's the real question.
Did air quotes on the leak.
Can you imagine having a daughter and being so desperate to make it in the entertainment company that you're like, you know what you should do? Release this sex tape.
No. I mean, my mom was like, you want to be a singer? Sis, you're not cut out for it. And then was like, go back to school. So no, I could not imagine being that parent.
That's, yeah, okay. We're going to get a little dark. I'm so sorry. Look, if you want to sing, girl, you can sing smooth
Bob Moreno
right now, right here.
Well, so the same year as this oddly timed leak, Kim starts to star in a small show called Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which has now been on the air for 14 years and is actually wrapping up, I think, right around now.
Yeah.
They've done a few spinoffs of this, I think, like when Kim and Courtney go to Miami and somebody else goes to Miami and
somebody else goes to Miami.
Bunch of basic bitches going to Miami. And but so now they're wrapping the E version up and they're going over to Hulu.
Isn't it always though Kim and somebody's like Kim and Courtney take Miami?
I think there was a Chloe and Courtney one at one Chloe. Point.
Oh, that makes more sense because Kim is really boring. They actually
like each other though.
Yeah, they're more entertaining though. Kim is not that entertaining. She doesn't really say much.
Courtney's not super entertaining either until she gets like drunk and Chloe kind of forces Chloe, her.
Next to Chloe though, right? Yeah. I think Chloe's definitely the key fun one. To everything.
Yeah, that's probably how she's gotten into some slippery slope decisions. So moving on, as we talked about in the Chloe episode, the show kind of follows everything in their lives, from moves to eating salads to breakups to Scott Disick's like shit show drunk moments.
Love those.
To the kids being born and their lives, them eating more salads, Kim marrying Chris Humphries, you know, just everything and their workouts.
More salads.
Definitely more salads. All salads.
Do you think they planned that to be like, we need a quota per episode of us, like we need X amount of minutes per episode of shots of us eating salad?
I don't know.
Because the salads always had the same amount of salad left over. I'm like, is that the same salad?
It's like, always like this big bowl, half-filled salad. Yeah.
I'm like, where, stop.
Is there like, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like one green bean. Yeah. I'm full. Oh my God. Get out of here. So during the show, she marries Chris Humphries, but then divorces him.
Would you marry somebody with the same name as your mom?
Chris? That'd be weird, right? Not to go back to the sex tape, but imagine saying Chris during said event.
Fine. Just let's move on.
That'd be weird. I'm sorry. Well, we are explicit on podcast, like on our podcast rating. So sorry, kids, if you're listening. We are our TikTok following is probably
school.
Real scarred right now. So they divorced after 72 days of marriage. That's a shocker. And I think there was a lot of again, conspiracy theories, putting it lightly, that this was all staged for publicity.
Well, because she happened to get married, right? And like, or she got divorced within the number of days where it's not officially a divorce. And
yes, and it was airing right before like a new season.
It's like an annulment at that point in California.
There's always a sex tape, a wedding right before a new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, so the show really is her main thing for a while. She has some endorsements and collabs, Carl's Jr., which makes sense because she's always eating burgers and fries on the show, right? But she really stayed relevant thanks to social media, her sisters, and this is the part that I know you feel strongly about, her marriage to Kanye.
It's a Kanye.
You're a big Kanye person, aren't you?
Yeah, we're a big Kanye family over in my household.
Big Kanye family? It
really, I'm going to be honest. It's, big Kanye, well, okay. That's not true. I was a Kanye fan before I met my husband, but he has really kind of brought me over into the light, and like I now see.
The light that is Kanye.
There's a light like Jesus. Kanye. Yeah, well, I'm not going to do that, but yeah, there's a light
He would
Kanye.
Do that, though.
He would.
He would do that. So he was born and raised in Chicago to a mom who's a professor. And his dad was a Black Panther and ends up becoming a Christian counselor. I didn't know that about him. Mm-hmm. I thought that was cool. I knew that he wasn't like didn't grow up on the streets, right? Which we'll get to why that's relevant because him trying to get clout in the rap industry, really. But I didn't know that his mom was a professor. And
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I guess I feel like it was talked about a lot because they always talk about like how intellectual his parents were and how they put him in all of these kind of scenes and places where he could get exposure to different kinds of like arts and creativity, and that's why he's kind of got this brain that doesn't think linearly because his parents were like, you don't have to think that way.
That's really cool. It makes perfect sense. There was like a time in my life where I didn't really research the people that I really liked.
That's fair. Yeah.
It's only fairly recently, by fairly recently meaning doing the podcast, that I really dive into people's personal lives because
I've been diving in since day one. I want to know where you were born.
So according to his mom, I was born in Orange County. So according to his mom, he was into the arts. I assumed you were talking about
me. That's exciting, but all right, go ahead.
All right, well, thanks. He was into the arts at a young age, really into poetry, drawing, and music. He also already did painting a lot, so I wonder if he's still doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it hurt that he spent, from my understanding, some time abroad during his childhood, I think either in China, Japan, or maybe both of them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he was obviously exposed to different cultures, which I think you can see kind of influencing now, like the art that he likes and the way that he dresses.
Yeah, I read that he was speaking Mandarin for a time in schools, but he doesn't remember it anymore.
Right, he forgot it all, yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have more of an international upbringing, but it's fine. Maybe next lifetime.
Yeah, next time. Well, so Kanye starts rapping and making music in the seventh grade, which is
crazy.
Wildly impressive.
I was playing with Pokemon cards in the seventh grade.
Wearing Uggs and Abercrombie, but fine. And so, you know, he's doing this at a young age, right? But then in the 90s, he starts kind of really building his name in the industry and starts producing tracks for other artists. Mm. And so he did rap, but really just as a part of a group. But so his producing services are what ultimately kind of put him on the map in the music industry. And so in 2000, he gets his big break when he starts producing for Rockefeller, which mm-hmm. is Jay-Z's label.
Woot woot. Love Jay-Z. And I think that's really cool. Again, I'm gonna keep saying this because there's actually a lot of episodes where I pretend like I know all this information, but I actually didn't know this information. I'm gonna say it because it actually made me admire him even more, because I do like him, notwithstanding a few of the controversies he's been in, but for how hard he hustled to get to where he is, right? Mm-hmm. So he was not in the limelight.
No.
He actually received recognition and is often credited with revitalizing Jay-Z's career with his contributions to Jay-Z's 2001 album, The Blueprint, which is an album that's consistently ranked as one of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time,
mm-hmm.
which, amazing. Mm-hmm. Good for him.
Yeah, for sure.
Fucking Jay-Z. So he goes on to produce other big singles and records for huge artists like Janet Jackson.
Cameron.
I was going to let you take that one. I was like, is it Cameron or Cam'ron?
Do you not know who Cam'ron is? We have to do it.
No, I love Cam'ron's single. See, even my emphasis, it's wrong, isn't it?
It's okay. We're just going to move on. So Janet Jackson, Cam'ron, Ludacris, Alicia Keys.
I could have said those.
And a million more. So despite his success as a producer, Kanye kind of struggles to break out as a rapper for a little bit. Record labels didn't really want to sign him because he didn't portray the like gangsta image that was huge in mainstream hip hop at that time, especially when you think about like the Jay-Z's coming from like Marcy Projects and things like that.
50 Cent.
Right, and 50 Cent. But Rockefeller ends up kind of reluctantly signing him after they had some concerns that he'd lead the label as a producer. And obviously he was highly beneficial if he was like working on all these top-notch albums.
Totally.
But in 2002, sadly, as most people know, he gets into a really bad car accident when he falls asleep at the wheel, which shatters his jaw, and so he ends up requiring reconstructive surgery. And so during this time, though, he starts working on the single Through the Wire, which he, you know, initially recorded while his jaw was still wired shut.
That's passion.
Crazy.
I would not, for the record, draft a contract while my fingers were wired shut.
No.
Just for clarity.
While your fingers were wired shut. Like, you can say while your hand was broken, but
well,
that's fine.
I'm just trying to relate to
mm-hmm,
him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Go on.
Well, so he got a lot of kind of inspiration around this time while, you know, he's kind of, he can't do much because he's gotten in the car accident. And so this is when he really dives into making music.
Mm-hmm.
And so he eventually releases College Dropout in 2004.
Love that.
Through the Wire was the first single that was released, and it peaked at number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for 5 weeks. And then the album went on to receive critical acclaim and certified triple platinum in the U.S. And, you know, gives Kanye 10 Grammy nominations, including Album of the Year and Best Rap Album, which he ultimately ended up winning.
Mm-hmm.
Around this time, fun fact, not fun fact about anything
unrelated
besides
to you.
My life. Yep.
You illegitimate you.
Around this time, I actually saw him in concert. So I went to a concert in high school while I was in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in it was Usher's tour.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
So actually John Legend kind of opened it, and then it was Kanye. So Kanye was like the second headliner, but then Usher was like the main star, which mm-hmm. is crazy because now you think that like
right
everybody around the globe knows Kanye.
Yeah.
Usher less so.
So at the time, did you know who he was?
Knew who he was. It was after College Dropout. So like I had heard of him, but he wasn't, uh-huh. you know,
you didn't go there for him.
I didn't go there for him.
You were there for Usher.
I was there for Usher.
Yeah.
Little thought.
I love when those things happen though, where you get to see someone open before they've become who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered, well, this is a sad story because we didn't actually go, but Lady Gaga was coming up when we were in college and she was performing in a lot of the gay clubs. Mm-hmm. And so West Hollywood, of course, is like a mecca for the gays. And she was performing at Rage, this club that was like the place to go to.
Okay.
And I remember like tickets were going for like 15, 20 bucks.
That's crazy.
We didn't freaking go for some dumbass reason, to be honest. And I regret it to this day.
She's Gaga.
I'm like, imagine you could have seen Gaga.
Yeah.
Another one, we could have seen Amy Winehouse. Same. Oh, she was like performing in like little coffee shops.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you dumbass. Like, it's not like I didn't listen to their music at the time. I don't know why. I'm not going to do it again. But right. Anyway.
Next time
I'm glad you went. All that to say.
Thank you.
I know it was for Usher, but still, that's very cool.
I still have the t-shirt from that concert.
Do you?
Yep.
Maybe you'll wear it next week and I'll remember that you wore it. Better. I can forget you wore Sade last week, heaven forbid.
Better.
So obviously he has a ton of other albums that come out, and he goes on to start Good Music record label around this time. And I actually saw that John Legend was a big one that he signed around this time. He's not, John Legend isn't with the label anymore, but I thought that was pretty cool.
Big Sean is one. He's from my hometown.
He's from your hometown?
Yeah.
Oh,
we actually have a lot of common friends.
Do you know Big Sean?
I've been in places with him. I don't know him well.
Oh, you've been in places with him. I've been in no places with him. So that's a name drop.
Well, I mean, it was before he was like,
you breathe the
who
same
he
air.
Is now.
Yeah, so. Okay. And he's really known for doing these super elaborate and over-the-top tours.
Yeah.
I have been to one of his concerts, and it's like, it feels like a religious experience almost. Like, it's very spiritual. Like, the energy there, it almost kind of felt like a cult. Mm-hmm. I've never been in one. Disclaimer, but I'd imagine that if I was in one, it would kind of feel like that energy there where people are just glued to him. Like it's hypnotic almost.
The only one I haven't been to was Watch the Throne, which I drastically regretted, but I was like a broke college kid and just couldn't do it. And I didn't want to ask my parents, but I have been to every other tour for him.
You've
besides
been to every,
that,
wow.
Every single one.
I think I've only been to one.
Yeah. I mean, his shows are just, they're just crazy. They're over the top. They're incredible.
Two. I've been to two.
Okay. Close.
I remember one.
Close.
So in 2007, basically another turning point for Kanye. He's had a lot, but, you know, and this is really more than Kanye. It's the industry, because Kanye releases his third album, Graduation, on the same day as 50 Cent's album, Curtis. And Graduation outsold Curtis by a large margin that came in. No, I'm just kidding. By a large margin. And it actually debuted at number one on the Billboard charts, selling 957,000 copies in its first week.
Well, so I was one of those people who bought a copy. That
were you
first
one
week.
Of them?
I did. So when I was at NYU, he was doing this record signing at this massively popular record store that's in Union Square, which is like a really big kind of, I don't know, park, let's call it, in New York. And so I stood in line with all of my friends and got him to sign my album.
You
and
were
he did.
Face-to-face with him?
I did. I literally have pictures with him. And like,
you've
the,
never said
I have
this
the
before.
Album cover that's signed. And so the crazy part is, though, that like when Kanye pulled up to the record store, he came on like a flatbed. And so he was performing songs from the album as he was rolling up to the signing.
Of course
crazy.
He did.
Yeah.
The stuff he thinks of, man, it's really cool. Anyway, that's a great experience. I'm happy for you. So some critics went on to say that the outcome of this sales competition, because it really was, right? You release, he chose.
Between him
so
and 50.
50 Cent's album was already set. That date was set. Mm-hmm. Kanye like purposefully chose to release his album on the same day. Mm-hmm. Pretty ballsy.
Petty. Love it.
But it's him, right? So that makes sense. And so again, so the critics are saying that the outcome of the sales competition was really largely responsible for altering the direction of hip hop. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, right? At this time, it was more of this like hardcore gangster mold. You have 50 Cent, right? With the Escalades and the rims that are still flowing even after you park. Remember those?
Yes.
The boots with the fur. And Kanye.
That's different. That's apple bottom jeans and the boots
I
with
know,
the fur.
I know, but I'm saying I know other things too, okay. Not just 50 Cent. So he changed a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And well, then, after you.
Stupid. So he goes on to sell more than 20 million albums with 140 million singles. He's won 22 Grammys. Did he win any Grammys the year that he cut off Taylor Swift?
Probably not.
Every time I
if
think
they did,
of
they
Grammys
probably
and
revoked
Taylor
it.
Swift, I'm like,
it was not a good year.
Okay. Well,
I don't know.
So he's obviously gotten many other awards and accolades. I mean, the list is like so long. And so outside of music, though, and really since the beginning, it's clear that Kanye was into fashion and art as well. And so as he, gets older and kind of slows down on his music, he ends up getting into the fashion side of things. And so he does some collabs with Nike, with Louis Vuitton, with APC, and then he ends up starting his own brand Yeezy in 2013, and then does some like collabs with Adidas, who owns Yeezy, or part of Yeezy at least.
And I think the Nike Club was actually particularly amazing, since he was the first non-athlete to be given a shoe deal with them.
Yeah, for sure.
Which again goes to like the clout that he had compared. And there was other really famous rappers, right? But Kanye was the first non-athlete.
Yeah.
Really cool. And so aside from his music and other ventures, he's also been at the heart of several controversies. I feel
just
like
a few.
We can't talk about Kanye without talking about a couple controversies. So we're going to just do some highlights, right? Mm-hmm. 2004, he storms out of the AMAs after losing Best New Artist to Gretchen Wilson. Could you remind me who Gretchen Wilson is?
I mean, I assume she's a country singer, but
she
I don't
actually
know.
Is. Is she? She actually is. I had to look
I
her up.
I feel like I know rap
see.
And hip hop, so I was like, well, she's not in those categories.
She must be country.
She's not pop.
She's country. Great. 2005, he appears on stage with Mike Myers at a Hurricane Katrina benefit.
Great. Loved
proclaims
it.
That George Bush doesn't care about black people.
He does not care about black people. Which is true. Unless it's Michelle Obama.
Which is, yes, that's actually the exception to the rule.
You're
He's
welcome.
Madly in love with Michelle Obama. Watch
I mean,
out, Barack.
Samesies, but.
I mean, aren't we all? So 2006, he poses on the cover of Rolling Stone wearing a crown of thorns, which some people were uncomfy about.
A little Jesus-like.
A little too Jesus-like for some folks. And in 2009, this is what you were talking about, the MTV Awards, right? We don't even really need to go into it except to say, everyone, go listen to our Taylor Swift episode if you haven't already, mm-hmm. where he interrupts her acceptance speech for Best Female Video, and he says Beyoncé's Single Lady should have won, which is not
it
untrue.
Should have won. Yes.
Again, that's the thing with Kanye. Like, a lot of times, the stuff he says...
He's not wrong. It's just
true.
It's the messaging.
Minus
the
last couple of years. I mean, the last couple of years, there might be something.
There might be things.
Yeah. But anyway, he's arguably one of the greatest rappers of all time and truly has had an influence far beyond just rap and music generally.
Right. And so how do these two...
Back to the fairy tale.
Crazy...
The romance.
...people make this all happen? So they start dating in 2012 while Kim is separated from her Chris... From her Chris.
Not her mom.
Not her mom, Chris.
Humphreys.
Her husband,
Yes.
So she ends up getting pregnant with their first... daughter North and then he does this huge like over the top proposal at this baseball stadium, which I thought was actually quite incredible.
Sweet. I would have said yes.
I mean, I would have been in a hysterical I was a hysterical mess when I got proposed to, but right. I also would have been a hysterical mess there,
certainly.
And then they go on to get married in Italy in 2014,
mm-hmm.
and they have three more kids, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm, who are like collectively the most beautiful children.
So cute.
Saint is like, if
Saint is a saint,
he's just so cute. It's disgusting.
You love Saint so much.
I love him so much.
Not showing favorites.
I mean, they're not my kids. I don't care. So during this time, Kim kind of goes on to create her own mobile game, or like a, you know, what's like the app store? She look at, you know, one of those phone
it's
games.
Called the app
download
store.
From the
what's
app
the
store?
App store? It's called an app store,
which apparently made her a ton of money and is still functional today, I guess.
I had no talk about no idea. This I had absolutely no idea.
But she
I,
had a game.
Yeah.
Wow.
No idea. I had no idea. I mean, everyone's looking at me real weird, but I didn't know. Did you? The game's objective is to become a Hollywood star, and you basically start on the E list mm-hmm. of celebrities, and then you move your way to the A list. It earned $1.6 million in its first 5 days of release. 1 month later, it was the fifth highest earning game in Apple's App Store. That's what it's called. It's called an App Store. And then by the end of its first quarter, it had 22.8 million players, had made $43.4 million, and had been played more than 5.7 billion minutes.
Impressive.
What in the hell?
I don't know,
Move
man.
Over, Fortnite.
I don't know, man.
And then she ends up starting her own businesses, beauty, fragrance, kimono, which later becomes Skims, because we don't say kimono, Kim.
Idiot.
Damn it.
I mean, listen, she's obviously, she's got some businesses, she's done some things, but I really think the vast majority of her fame and success came from being with Kanye. I think he really elevated her style and her taste and exposed her to, like, new things and new avenues.
Wait, so are you saying Dash wasn't a premier trendsetter?
No, place was bullshit.
I shop there all the time.
What did you call me that? Tell me that store. Tilly's. It's like Tilly's in my
What's
mind.
A Dickies? Everyone go watch our pop culture roundups on Instagram. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then she goes on to get involved in social justice and prison mm-hmm. reform. Mm-hmm. And she's currently in a 4-year law program in California, mm-hmm. my home state. So good luck to you, Kim K. We'll get to where you're at now later on. But personally, I feel like her greatest accomplishment happened in 2015 when she released Selfish, mm. a 325-page photo book filled with selfies. Fun fact, because I love fun facts, Kim got the idea to release it when she was thinking of what to give her then hubby Kanye for Valentine's Day. And apparently she thought, what's a really good, intimate, private gift? Oh, I know. Let me publish a 325-page selfie book.
I mean, she sold a sex tape, so like, why are we surprised by her selling photos of herself?
So there you go.
It all tracks.
I wonder why they divorced.
Well, Kanye on the classy side kept doing music and fashion and art and architecture and also keeping that entire Kardashian family well-dressed for the first time in forever.
It's a full-time job. No wonder he's had a lot of burnouts.
I mean, the closets that he had to go through, like the leopard print.
How much of the ecosystem was ruined when he burned all of those velour jumpsuits is what I want to know.
Yeah, sorry.
A lot.
Sorry, universe. Well, so it also became clear over the past kind of couple years that he's been struggling with some mental health, you know, issues, including having bipolar disorder. Mm-hmm. I think that it actually makes him the genius that he is, because I think he thinks in this very unique way. And so he doesn't see things in like a quote unquote typical way.
Right. It's true.
And that's not to minimize the struggles that he obviously has, because I can imagine that's hard to, you know, deal with when you're raising kids and traveling the world and, you know, living life at that extent. But I definitely think it's what makes him unique. And I think it's interesting that he's, you know, one of the first or earliest kind of rappers to come out and speak about like mental health.
No, it's true. There's very few seventh graders who are, you know, writing poetry, rapping, you know, those kinds of kids end up becoming something that's very unique.
Mm-hmm.
And then, unfortunately, you know, he continues to face more controversies. Again, we're just going to do the highlight reel. Again, we talked about this on the Taylor Swift episode, but basically his famous music video, which he released in 2016, right, which also contributed to his beef with Taylor Swift. And then one of the biggest controversies, I think, especially for a lot of POC, was his support for Trump, which I should note that in 2020, he actually revokes his support for Trump over how he handled COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something. And then he ends up running for president in 2020 as an independent under the birthday party, because he said that once he won, it'd be like it was everybody's birthday.
It's your birthday.
Exactly. So controversies aside, Kimye were pretty damn successful, I'd say. So by most recent reports, she's allegedly worth around $1 billion. And he's worth around $1.3 billion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not that surprised, because reports say that Kim was allegedly paid between $75,000 and $300,000 for each social media post back in 2016. And then the most recent I could find, 2018, she's allegedly charging $720,000 per Instagram post.
I mean, good for her. I'm all for, like, building an empire. But sadly, that empire is seemingly crumbling. In the past year, there were really some rumors that they weren't doing so well. I think Kanye becomes more vocal about his mental health, but there have been some times where he's kind of spoken out and acted a bit erratic in regards to the relationship, which I think allegedly put them on the rocks. I think one of the bigger moments was, you know, when he was running for presidency, as Alexa mentioned, and also kind of during some of the times that he was supporting Trump, he mentioned that at one point he wanted to abort North, but that Kim talked him out of it. And I can't imagine, like, as a spouse with your kids at home, who, because I mean, North is like, she's kind of grown now. She's like 8 or something. So, like,
she runs Nori's Black Book. So, yeah, she's busy.
She's busy. She's collecting checks. So, I could definitely understand why that would put a couple in, you know, some hot waters. Mm-hmm. But then, so in February of this year, Kim files for divorce. The claims kind of say that it's due to irreconcilable differences. And they agreed to joint custody of their kids. It's worth noting that they had a prenuptial agreement, which, as we've talked about before, essentially just says, like, this is what's going to happen if you divorce with your money, et cetera, and your estates, you know, assets, whatever. And so allegedly nobody asked for spousal support.
Which I thought was nice, actually.
I mean, they're both worth billions. Right. So,
but still, you see people turn ugly. And it seems, at least so far, to the public's eye, the divorce isn't very messy.
Yeah. No, I think that's right. I mean, well, it's kind of messy because allegedly he said he wanted the divorce first. But then Kim filed before him. So
I think the news broke that she filed. And then later he was like, actually, I wanted it first.
Yeah.
So that was the messy.
Little kindergarten.
It's still not that bad compared to others.
So they may have avoided legally battling each other, but it seems like their days in court are sadly not numbered.
That's true.
They've got a long path ahead of them. So let's talk about the first one.
Yep.
So last week, Kim ends up getting sued by 7 workers, accusing her of wage theft, retaliation, and some other claims.
Okay.
And so apparently the plaintiffs, again, the people bringing the lawsuit, are all cleaning, gardening, and maintenance workers at her Santa Monica Mountains house, which is apparently worth $60 million.
And by house, you mean like fortress?
It's like Versailles.
Mansion, complex. Estate. I mean, there's no word. It's like 20 houses put into one.
Yeah. And that being said, I think everybody should go briefly look at their house and the grounds. I think they did some tours for Vogue and Cosmo, which are on YouTube. But the house is, like, just, it's fucking massive. So just think of doing, after you've seen the pictures and the videos, like, house, think of doing work at that house and for that yard and then not getting paid.
Yeah, I wonder, yeah, it's like 5 million acres of grass.
Their house is also kind of a little sad and sterile for me.
Oh, like, it's too white. I feel like ghosts live there.
I'm here for like artsy and chic and Japanese style interior design, but like that was just a bit.
That's much. A place like The Others with Nicole Kidman, where you have like the candlelight to go to the bathroom, great and then like movie. Definitely a ghost pops out and fantastic like movie. Murders you there. Mm-hmm. That's frightening. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. It's too new age for me. I guess I'm not a genius like him.
No.
And the lawsuit is filed by this attorney, Frank Kim, and he says plaintiffs never received any pay stubs. They were not paid on regular pay periods, were not given their required meal and rest breaks, were not provided a means to record all their hours, were not paid all their hours, were not reimbursed for employment expenses, were not paid all their overtime wages, and were not paid their wages upon termination of employment.
So basically they weren't paid.
They were not That's paid.
20 different ways to say they didn't get their check.
I'm out of breath. Mm-hmm. So if you could just take it from here, I'm really exhausted from saying all the ways in which they were not paid.
I'll give you a second. Thank so you. Additionally, she was specifically accused of violating child labor laws by making a 16-year-old work more than 48 hours per week, which is apparently all that's allowed in California, which feels like a lot, actually, 16, 48 hours.
I wasn't sure if we were going to come the other way.
No. And she's also maybe fired somebody for complaining about the work conditions.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And then last but not least, she was allegedly withholding 10% of their pay for taxes, but didn't report that withholding to the tax authorities. So then the people who are working ended up owing money that
they presumably already
should have been paid to the government.
Right.
And so, you know, clearly all these things are illegal. You can't, you know, not pay people for their work or have kids working crazy hours. So I don't think we really need to get super into like the
legal weeds on this one. I'm so glad you were here to break it down for me. I didn't know any of that.
You're welcome.
You should pay people for their work. Got it. And in the complaint, it's worth noting, didn't name a dollar amount. So they didn't say exactly how much they want, but it does say that the matter exceeds $25,000.
I would bet it ends up being to the tune of a few million.
People love their punitive damages, mm-hmm. right? Those, like, punishment. We just want to stick the dagger in and then twist it around a couple times.
That's
punitive.
Put it in the fire first.
So Kim's response comes with a stellar ironclad defense. Mm-hmm. She posts a story on IG, mm-hmm. on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I don't even think it's, like, a real post. It's in stories. It's
literally
so
a story.
It lasts there for 24 hours, and then it deletes forever. So in her stories, it says that she hired and paid these people through a third-party vendor. So essentially, that third party is responsible, not her, for paying these individuals.
That's, and you know, that defense is right up there with Ja Rule's tweets that he didn't do it.
Not my
he had
fault.
Nothing to do with the fire fest.
Leave me alone, in all caps. I hope you put in all caps, because that definitely helps.
Yeah.
With like 5 exclamation points.
Always.
That's what we recommend professionally. Airtight. Her reps say that Kim isn't a party to the agreement with the vendor and the workers, so she shouldn't be responsible for how the vendor manages their business. Basically, they're trying to wipe their hands clean of it, right? And we think that they'll probably file to dismiss. I said she as if she was going to be her own lawyer, but it's not looking good for her right now.
We'll get back to that. I mean, you know, this is all kind of dependent upon how the rest of law school and the bar exam goes for her, but I was a little disappointed with her kind of stance and the way that she handled it. I think this could have been a great opportunity for her to use, like, this activism that she says she's going to law school for and social justice to be like, you know, while maybe it wasn't my responsibility, like, this is completely fucked up. Like, I'm going to mm-hmm. get to the bottom of it. These people deserve to be paid. Like,
yeah, let me investigate.
This happens too often, you know, et cetera.
Right. There's plenty of times that people don't get paid their worth.
Exactly.
But Frank Kim, again, the attorney, said in a recent statement, and get ready, people, because he's long-winded, wage theft and other workplace violations are a widespread problem in Los Angeles. My firm is currently investigating other potential violations against these defendants, as well as other powerful families and businesses on behalf of everyday workers. So, again, apparently this is a big issue. And apparently, it is a big issue, and it results in millions of dollars of losses per week for low-wage workers.
I think I saw in a study that it's like $26 million. That get lost per week by people not being paid
for low wage workers.
Yeah, which is sad.
How many workers are that?
That's so sad.
Is that amount when it's low wage?
Yeah,
it's insane. And generally, you know, we don't want to get too in the weeds, but there is a trend in many industries where companies will use certain business models to try to avoid the responsibilities of being an employer. So think subcontractors, using temp agencies, outsourcing, selling mm-hmm. franchises. Mm-hmm. misclassifying workers as independent contractors. So, for example, like a Marriott hotel, they can avoid responsibility, allegedly, right? This is, I'm just using them as an example. Don't sue me, Marriott. They didn't do anything.
Please don't come after us, Marriott.
But they contract out for the cleaning staff.
Yep.
So oftentimes the cleaning staff are not on their payroll. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, if there are any issues with their pay, then the cleaning staff has to go to their employer, is a third-party vendor,
yeah,
and they cannot get anything from Marriott themselves. And so it is a rampant problem. I think the issue here is Kim K a Marriott? And that's where the morality of things kind of come into play. But to your point, she does want to go to law school, in quotes. She's doing this four-year program. She doesn't want to go to law school, but she wants to become a lawyer.
Right.
So she probably should take a larger role here, mm-hmm, right? She has time.
She definitely has time. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's divorcing.
Other than studying again.
Know? She's not handling Kanye anymore. But on the other side of town, her soon-to-be ex-husband, Kanye. Why did I say that like that? Ex-husband.
Husband. I thought that was your French coming through. Is that French?
What's wrong
for
with
husband?
Me? I don't know.
We both. I mean,
let me try again. Mouth. Let me try again. On the other side of town, mm-hmm, her soon-to-be ex-husband, Kanye, is also facing some labor law issues. I don't know if you've heard, so in 2019, Kanye starts this weekly kind of gathering called Sunday Service. Mm-hmm. And so it's basically like a weekly orchestra performing songs with the choir. Some songs are from his album, some songs are like church hymns, but it's kind of like a mashup and it's supposed to be this Sunday experience. Mm-hmm. And so he does them out in the middle of fields in LA, but he also does some like legit venues. I actually always wanted to go to one.
Did
but
you?
I never made it happen. And so now I feel like it's probably over.
Probably. I mean, unless he squares away these issues, because yeah. I don't think many people are signing up to work these events anymore.
Let's tell the people what the issues are.
So he ends up doing a show in November 2019 at the Hollywood Bowl, pretty big venue here in LA. And this one was supposed to be specifically a Christian opera. And as a result of this show, he's currently actually facing two different class action lawsuits, one by the performers and one by the backstage backstage staff.
Trying to do a concert, bro?
Yeah, I guess they're upset they didn't get the passes. And collectively, he's looking at a $30 million lawsuit on his hands.
Yikes.
Allegedly, he didn't pay up to 1,000 different people for these shows.
Well, my favorite part of this is that Page Six's opener for one of the articles that we mm-hmm. read is, in quotes, Jesus walks, but not to the bank, apparently.
Shady bitches.
Childish, love it.
But it's true, and there's a range of allegations.
Yeah, there's a lot. So, one, he didn't pay people on time or at all.
And under California law, we want to note that if Kanye was found guilty on this point, workers could be eligible to collect around $8,000 per person in just waiting time penalties.
And that could be the same for Kim, right? Since they're saying mm-hmm. that she didn't pay at all.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Kanye also didn't pay overtime. He didn't provide meal and rest breaks. He didn't pay for business expenses that they're entitled to. And as I'm sure you know, you guys have noticed, these first few claims are really kind of close to the ones that Kim also oddly has against her for like the cleaning and the gardening staff. Mm-hmm. So maybe they're actually meant to be after all. It seems too good to be true.
Some performers go on to say that they actually had to sit on the floor because he didn't have enough chairs for them during rehearsals and even backstage. Mm-hmm. Others claim that they had to walk back from the venue because he didn't plan for transportation logistics.
I mean, I have a question. Like, I just wonder how far their cars were from the venue. That seems just a bit dramatic to me. Like, if you just have to walk from, like, the stadium to the back of the parking lot for said stadium, like, I think you'll be okay.
Have you been to the Hollywood Bowl before?
I mean, I've been to, like, a football game, so I know how big those parking lots
are.
No,
that's not the Hollywood Bowl.
Have you been to, an NFL game? Do you know how big the parking lots are?
Yeah, but they don't have them at the Hollywood Bowl. Have you been specifically to the Hollywood
Bowl? There's no parking lot? Is that what you're saying?
Okay. You've not been to it, right?
No, I said no, but I'm just trying to understand why you're
saying that. No, you're right, because I'm going to say that Hollywood Bowl is on a very steep hill, like, very steep hill. So to park, you're probably walking at a pretty strong, like a very steep incline.
All right. People can use exercise. It's fine.
Okay. Jesus. That's hard.
I mean, I can always use exercise.
Jesus walks
uphills. Not to the bank.
Not uphills. Go on. So they're saying that.
They're also saying that he misclassified them as independent contractors when they're employees, which if he's doing it the right way, would apparently allow him to avoid paying taxes. in like thousands.
He's doing it the right way.
I mean, you know, there's a way to scam. Am I recommending it? No, but if you're scamming the right way, you could get away with scamming, paying thousands of dollars.
If you're scamming the right way. But no, luckily for non-scammers, that California law actually favors classifying workers as employees over independent contractors.
I just don't want to like judge our listeners. If you're a scammer, like,
oh, you're helping them scam. Is that what legally judges now? We're going to tell you how to get around the law.
This is not legal advice. No. This is actually not good advice at all. So go ahead, Alexa.
So California law is really for the people, unlike Nicole. So she, I'm just kidding. So they favor classifying workers as employees. And in most cases, you know, this benefits the worker because they're going to be entitled to more benefits, like overtime pay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, so fun note, the attorney representing the plaintiffs in Kim's lawsuit is the same attorney representing the performer plaintiffs in the suit against Kanye. So I kind of feel like he might have a grudge against the Kardashian West family.
He's going after Kim Ye for sure.
Yeah.
He hates them. So all the suits are still pending. They were all filed just this year between last year and this year?
They were all early 21.
Oh, okay.
I think the Kanye ones were in February and Kim was just this month.
Why did I think? Oh, because that's when he was having his. Yeah, okay. So it's still pretty early. We're going to have to watch this one. And we think that they'll probably settle to avoid paying, you know, court and attorney's fees. And it's worth noting that about 99% of class action suits actually settle.
Right.
Because they're just too expensive. They take too much time. And it's really, really risky for most defendants to, again, wait that long and spend that much in the hopes that they get a better payout than what they would get in a settlement. Mm-hmm. So all things being considered, they'll probably end up settling in all of these cases, actually, Kim and Kanye's.
Yeah, I agree with that. Well, so in other Kardashian West news, while we wait for these lawsuits to unfold, Kim failed the baby bar exam. Aww. As we mentioned, she's doing a four-year version of law school instead of going to actual law school for 3 years, like Alexa and I did. So as a part of that, she has...
Listen up, Kim. If you want to be like us...
I mean, if she wants to pay off my student debt, I would forgive her.
If you want to do a podcast outside of your apartment kitchen, go to law school for 3 years.
So because she's doing this four-year program, she has to take the baby bar, which is a baby version of the real bar exam, which
modified,
you know, all people take to become, you know, to be sworn into the bar in their applicable states. Mm-hmm. And so allegedly she said it was harder than the real bar.
She did say that. Not even she
bitch, you haven't taken the fucking bar exam because you haven't passed the baby bar. So how the fuck do you know that?
I think one of her teachers told her that, but it's like, shut up, because all of the lawyers that took the California bar are going to be offended by that lady.
I also feel like, okay, so I didn't take California. I took New York. Lex and I took,
they're both we're going to be all, you know, real arrogant right now.
The hardest ones in the country.
They're the top two hardest in all of the United States.
Well, so no, but all jokes aside, like, I took mine in a conference center called Javits in New York City, which if any of our listeners are from New York, have been to New York, Javits is a fucking nightmare.
Oh, is it?
There were literally, because it's like, the way that it's set up, it's kind of weird. Somehow pigeons get in.
What?
And so there were pigeons at the top of Javits as I'm taking the bar exam.
Were they pigeon posing?
And so there was like feathers coming down and somebody had like, I swear to you, somebody had bird shit fall into their exam. And I'm like, this is... And you want me to test to be a lawyer in these fucking conditions? But Kim's talking about how hard the baby bar exam is from her $60 million house.
I have so many questions. Mm-hmm. We're running, time is against us here, but did they do nothing to catch the birds?
What do they do? It's like, it's literally, like the ceilings are so high at Javits. There's just, they have to like let them get out.
There's no way you're going to reach it with a fly swatter is what you're telling me.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that sucks.
Fuck you, Kim.
Mine was bad, but I didn't have pigeons coming at me. That would definitely be... So are you saying, should we throw some pigeons at Kim when she takes the next baby bar?
I don't know where she can take it from my apartment.
We can throw... Oh, your apartment. Yeah, there's a lot of noise whenever I call you. There's a lot of commotion.
Always children. I'll say that. Not my children. I have none.
So we'll see if she ends up taking the real one. Actually, she said that she spent so much time away from her kids that she doesn't know if she's going to do it again, essentially. That's how I took her statement, actually. So I we'll see.
Well, I mean, maybe it's better that she didn't become a lawyer because she's being named in another lawsuit for an ancient Roman statue that she has in her home. U.S. government officials say it was stolen from Italy, but she said, of course, that she had no idea.
Right.
I think it's probably easier to say you have no idea when you're not a lawyer feel like you're held to any ethical standards.
Yeah, they said that her name wasn't on the papers when they went into customs, but it was like an LLC,
like their company,
that she frequently buys art through.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's like Noelle West or something, or Noelle Cart, you know.
That would have been, Kim, in your third year of law school, you would have learned that. So maybe you should go to law school.
Yeah. Well, so Kim also got in some legal adjacent trouble this past week for including Prince Harry and Meghan Markle lookalikes allegedly. In her illustrious video game. Well, let's talk about why I think it's probably not so allegedly.
Okay,
fine. Well, so fans noticed it and called her out, but it was basically a Caucasian prince and a woman of color. I don't know that she was black because she was a woman of color. Let's
tan,
say that.
Not white.
She was tan.
Off-white.
But so the storyline for said princess is that she's not liked by the royal family and she's complaining that the prince's family won't accept her. Look, feels a little close.
There's a lot of Disney fairy tales like that, aren't there?
Okay. So anyways, it's allegedly pulled down pretty quickly. She probably hoped to avoid any more legal issues. But, you know, as we talked about in our Meghan Markle episode, go listen. Our girl likes to sue. So
watch out.
Stay tuned for that lawsuit.
You're doomed, Kim K. And Yeezy, your boy Kanye,
yay.
He's being sued separately as he apparently failed to pay yet another person, one of his designers working for Yeezy. Apparently, her hours of work time weren't properly tracked because she's claiming that she wasn't fairly compensated for some of the off-the-clock work. Mm-hmm. Sounds like some overtime pay and some out-of-town trips and reimbursements. So, Kanye, you just need to hire better people.
Yeah, who get are your monitoring books in order, people. Man.
Yeah, man, this is not good for you. And now Kanye is dating Bradley Cooper's baby mama and model, Irina Shayk.
She's gorgeous.
You approve of this one?
Yeah. I actually saw a TikTok that your wife sent me, and I didn't realize that she had been in so many of his shows.
Same.
And that they had so many, like, overlapping kind of
right
instances and timelines.
So maybe, so it was
maybe
all,
it's not so surprising.
It was a matter of time.
It was a ploy.
Really? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He was just biding his time with Kim K. He needed to procreate the next generation of geniuses.
Yeah, trying to keep busy.
Yeah.
I mean, so this family stays busy, though. Generally, they're kind of a breeding ground for legal issues. Courtney's nanny's hate her. She sounds like a massive bitch. So it seems like she's got some employment issues, too. I understand that a few have quit because of how she treats them.
She raises her voice a little bit, okay?
I can't even imagine the number of lawsuits that have been brought against Scott Disick.
Mm-mm.
We
Mm-mm.
need a whole season just for that.
That stuff is sealed. We don't have access to that.
Yeah, I'm sure Chris has had some issues. So long story short, these people need to learn how to pay their staff.
Mm-hmm.
We will definitely stay tuned for what happens with Kim and Kanye and their labor lawsuits.
Yeah, stay tuned for a whole season on just the Kardashian clan's lawsuits.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's your advice for them?
So I'm going to say, kind of what we were just talking about, I'm going to say to Kimye, hire better managers who hire better companies who actually pay their employees. Seems simple.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I'm going to say that they should do their own work because they've just been so egregious in their behavior by not paying people that my advice is do your own shit.
So you want to see Kim mowing her lawn?
Would love it.
And Kanye
singing? I don't know.
Setting up stage?
I mean,
yeah, right.
It's a creative challenge for him.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for tuning in today's episode of Legally Judgy. We hope you enjoyed listening to us talk as much as we love the sound of our own voices.
If you did, please subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Also, feel free to connect with us on our socials at Legally Judgy. Until next time.
Bye.